question has just come up about the word inherent, as though we are all. So I want to support that. You see, again, it isn't as though I absolutely know anything. Although I seem to see very clearly what is not relevant and see more clearly what is relevant. And this is what I see. This is what I feel. This is what I sense. There is a saying in the East which just flashed in, "Thou art that." So what is that? That's you. And what that is everything, everything. And that includes, I just saw a smile. It's love. It's caring. It's empathy. It's joy. It's laughter. And, when we're not aware, it's the unpleasant feelings as well. But when I say that, I've got this feeling, and I practice this. If I get a pain in the body, I stop. And it's as though I'm taking in breath into that pain and then breathing it out. And over and over the pain goes with it. It is as though anything is possible. We are not little separate human beings, part of 7.5 billion people on the planet. I'm suggesting we are everything, and everything is us. We're in touch with everything, and everything is in touch with us. And I know this is dual to say beautiful, because if you say beautiful, then there's ugly. If you say happy, there's unhappiness. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something way beyond that. Glorious. Everything. And it's absolutely delightful. And I'm talking about you. Literally. That's what I see. When I see people, it doesn't matter how they are. When I see a killer or a rapist, yes, I see that. And then I see, and then I see, and then I see. And what's left is empathy, is caring. And what is there in this situation? Is there something there that needs to be acknowledged for myself or for them or for the whole? So, inherent, thou art that, and that is everything. That's the source. You are the source. And for some reason, which I have absolutely no idea, we're here experiencing this reality, of which there may be many, in this, what we call the moment. And if we're really here, and we're really now, and we really look at this person in front of us, there is only love, there is only caring. We call it empathy. It's oneness. It isn't even that this person is separate. This person is helping to create our reality in this moment. We are one. We are one. There is only one. Now, I'm not telling you I absolutely know this. This is where I've got to. This is my sense. This is my feeling. This is my delight. Again, something to experiment with. And the only place we can experiment with, the only time we can experiment, is in this very moment. Bye for now.